Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
You could be an athlete and learn something from a person who's a singer or a ballet dancer or a rapper. Why? Because they perform the same way you got to perform.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game. The Super You, the Mental Handbook, the Mental Workbook. 25 reasons to quit worrying, 25 conversation starters, the Overseas Basketball Blueprint, buy a game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I've partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/Audible right now. I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work On Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work On Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book. Physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic. Today, been talking to my students out there. Students, ex-students, I guess everybody. Today's topic is where to get knowledge outside of school. Those of you who are in school right now, this is specifically for you. Those of you who are recently out of school also, and those of you who've been out of school for a long time, you haven't even thought about school, you don't even want to think about going back to school. People like me, I'm never going back to any institution of higher learning, at least not as a student, maybe as a teacher, not as an official teacher, maybe a guest speaker or something like that. Yeah, I would do that. But where do you get knowledge outside of your formal education? And I want you all to understand that hopefully something that you've already heard from one of your teachers, maybe from your parents or a mentor, maybe you heard it from me. School is not the end of your education. School is the beginning of your education. You know, in graduation of high school, middle school, elementary school, college, they call it commencement, right? Fall commencement, spring commencement. You know what the word commence means? It means to begin. Commence means to start. So the commencement in college does not mean the end of things. It means the beginning of things. You're about to go start a journey. You're about to start your education, because education is not just the information that you glean or the books that you read or the the tests that you take or the people who you listen to talk, like you listen to me talk right now. Education is things that you actually go out there and do. Actually moving your feet, using your hands, learning things, experiencing things, seeing things, doing things, things that work, things that don't work. That's the real education. I'm going to tell you here today that your knowledge needs to come from many, many, many sources outside of just what is formally forced upon you, like grades 1 through 12, K through 12, and maybe that you optionally go to, which is grades 13, 14, 15, 16, and beyond. It does not have exclusivity, what you learn in school. It's also not exclusive. I think I kind of just said that. Now, there's a few episodes where I've talked about school already on this podcast. If you haven't heard them, I suggest you go back and listen. Episode 758, what I would do differently if I was to go back to school today. Episode 748, best things that you will learn in school. Episode 634, what school does not teach. And there are a couple earlier episodes. I didn't reference them just now, but if you go to dreallday.com/podcast, you can look up what does college matter? Yes and no. I've said many times, I like to give all sides of an argument here. So I've told you what school doesn't teach you that you need to know. I told you the things that you will learn in school, the things that you need to learn outside of school. So today I'm going to tell you the knowledge that where to get that knowledge from outside of school. Point number one, going right into it. Read. R-E-A-D. Read, read, read. Reading is fundamental, as they say. In episode number 240, I told you why you need to read and read a lot. When an author writes a book, that means they took years of life, years of research, or years of study, and maybe a combination of all three, condensed all of that into a form of material which you can consume in, let's say, 2 weeks. If you read slow, maybe it takes you a month. Or if you're just a procrastinating reader, maybe it takes you a year. If you could take 10 years of somebody else's life and get all of it, at least the essential parts of it, in 1 year, that's a good gamble. All right, that's a good investment to make. Would you agree? It's not a rhetorical question. Would you agree that putting 1 year of your life, if it took you a year to read a book, okay, maybe it takes you a month if you read consistently. If it took you a year to read a book, but you got 10 years of somebody else's life because they had to live 10 years of a certain experience to write the book, right? Or 10 years of study or 10 years of research or some combination of all three add up to 10 years of time invested that they put in to writing the book, but you can consume it in 30 days. Isn't that a great investment to make? Now you got everything that they took them 10 years to get, you got it in 30 days. And what if you just kept doing that? What if you did that once a month? What if you just read 12 books? What if you only read 10? 10 books in a year. What is that? 100 years of knowledge, study, and research that you got all in 1 year? That's the reason why you read. That's the number one reason why reading is fundamental. Another reason why reading is important is because you know that I come from an athlete background, and sports are a direct competition, right? We know that sports are competitive. In the game, you got a scoreboard. This team is trying to beat this team. In every sport, you got some way that the opponent is trying to stop you. Not every sport, actually. In some sports, you just got to watch the opponent and hope they don't beat you, like in golf. In golf, there's no defense in golf, right? The other guy does what he does, you do what you do, and whoever was better is better. Now, in a sport like tennis or football or basketball, you can actually do something to mess the other person up and to stop them from winning, at least within the rules of the game, right? Now, sports being so directly competitive, the business world is not always as directly. It's not as clear. Like, there are no people who work for Microsoft at the Apple offices. They're not at the Apple headquarters in Cupertino, you know, blocking people from getting to their offices or blocking people from sitting at their desk or, you know, breaking your computers so they can't do more work. So there is competition, but again, it's similar to golf. Like, you do what you do, they do what they do, and we'll just see who's better, even though they can do some things to try to mess each other up, but it's not as direct. You know, it's more indirect, that competition. And the reason I'm telling you all of that is to tell you this. Most people don't read. There are three things you should know about human beings. I did a whole podcast episode on this, which I'm not going to reference at this moment, but I've said this before. Most people do not read, most people do not think, and most people are lazy. So if you want to beat out most people, all you got to do is the opposite of what most people do. Since most people don't read, that's another reason why you should read. This is the number two reason why you should read. Number one is because you can investment somebody else made into a much shorter period of time, getting all the essential pieces from it, at least as far as they were concerned, at least as far as what they want to share with you. And the second reason is most people don't do it. So if you want to separate yourself from most people, all you got to do is look at what they're doing and just do the opposite. And that's actually a great metaphor for life. If you want to separate yourselves and see where other people are at in any area and just do opposite of what they're doing, even if it's, you may be a little bit unsure of it because most people ain't doing it. Like, you're going to be the eyeball that's sticking out like a sore thumb. Damn, you're going to do that. Nobody else is doing that. Or you're not going to do this. Everybody else is doing it. If you do that, you can separate yourself from everybody else. And here's the other thing about writing. More on writing. Writing and reading, rather. Writing a good book requires thinking. Right? What did I just tell you? Most people don't read and most people don't think. Writing a good book requires thinking. Right? You think of the best books that you've read. Somebody had to think long and hard to put that book together. And it doesn't have to be this big, thick, complex book for it to be a good book. Dr. Seuss wrote some good books. Y'all know Dr. Seuss, right? Oh, the places you'll go, the Cat in the Hat, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. He had to think to put those books together, to take what he wanted to say and condense them into these short books with these pictures and using only a few really basic words that a little kid could understand. He had to really think hard to come up with those. So writing a good book requires thinking. And the person who writes it has asked himself, how can I best explain and share what I know? Because if it took me 10 years to live a certain life, in order to write it. When I wrote my first book, Buy a Game, that was from when I started playing ball. So I was age 14 up to about age 23. So let's say 10 years inclusive of life. I didn't have 10 years worth of pages to write that book on. I mean, I could have made it that long, but I decided to condense that into how long is Buy a Game? I don't even know. 150 pages, 200 pages. I had to decide what are the most essential things that I want people to get from that experience. If I had to put it in, I had to make a snapshot of it. This 9-10 year experience is snapshotted. How can I best say what I want to say? And it's a good bet that you will learn something from somebody having to think and invest time into putting that together. Even if it's a bad book, even if the bad book is not well written, even if the story is not that great, even if the information is not all that, you can learn from even a bad book. And you're investing in yourself and you're doing something that most people don't do, which is going to separate you from other people. So number one thing you got to do to get knowledge outside of school is read. So go on Amazon. Everybody here knows what Amazon is. Go to the library. For whatever reason, don't have the money to invest, but you do have it because you got a device to listen to this on, which costs infinitely more than many of the books. Damn near any book you could buy on Amazon costs way less than the devices you're listening to this on. So you do have the means to go get a book. Go buy some books. Invest in yourself. That's number one way to get knowledge. Number two, and today's topic is how to get knowledge outside of school. People who have experience that you don't have. This is the second place to get knowledge. People. But not just any people. People who have the experience that you do not have. Now, this should be relevant experience, meaning experiences that you want to know about, or experiences that you feel you could glean something from, experiences that you plan on having yourself. So if you're a basketball player, great for you to learn from somebody who's gone to where you want to go on ball. If you're in high school, maybe talk to somebody who's playing in college or who played in college. You're in college, talk to somebody who's played in the pros. Whatever it is you want to do, talk to somebody who's already been where you are. But also, it doesn't just have to be people in your same vertical. It could be someone in a completely different field, but you can learn something from them. You could be an athlete and learn something from a person who's a singer or a ballet dancer or a rapper. Why? Because they perform the same way you got to perform. How do they perform? What kind of mindset do they get into when they perform? How do they deal with performance anxiety? How do they deal with hecklers in the crowd? You're going to have to deal with all those things, even though they're doing it in a different way. You can still learn from those people. So don't just limit yourself to the specific area that you want to get into. And also on top of that, you may change your mind about what you want to get into. Maybe you want to get into it today, but 2 months from now, maybe you don't anymore. Maybe you can't anymore. Maybe that industry changes completely and the opportunity isn't there anymore. Maybe it doesn't work the exact same way. Maybe you just change your mind. Maybe you get some new knowledge from the books you're reading and say, oh, you know what? I can take everything I learned to this point and apply it over here and I can have even better opportunity. I would like to do this even more. And who knows, 5 years from now, 3 years from now, 1 year from now, there's going to be some new industry, some new jobs, some new positions that I don't even know about. None of us knows about because they don't exist today, but they will exist 12 months from now. So always keep your mind flexible and open enough and taking in information from as many different places as you can. When you have some reason to believe, you can learn something from them. Even if you don't have a reason to believe, sometimes you won't know until you had a conversation. Sometimes you don't know what you can learn from a book until you actually read it. I got so many books that I haven't read yet on my bookshelf. I'm going to learn something from all of them. I don't care what they're talking about. I don't care if it's a book about quantum physics. I'm going to learn something from that book. All right, it's going to be something that author says, something that I learned. If I talk to a quantum physicist, I'm going to learn something from that conversation as well. So learning from people who have experiences that you don't have, it could be any experience. It does not necessarily have to be the experiences that you want to get to yourself. And understand that these people whomever these people are, some of them write books. Some of them have YouTube channels. Some of them have podcasts. Some of them teach at your schools. Some of them are in your family. Some of them live in your neighborhood. Until you have done it yourself and can teach it, you don't really know it. And this, the reason I'm telling you that is because when you're in school, you may begin to think that you know it because you sat in the class or because you listened to some podcast or because you read a whole bunch of books. Until you know it well enough that you can teach it to somebody else, you don't know it. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12 module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at dreallday.com/bulletproof. That's dreallday.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. So today's topic again, where to get knowledge. Knowledge is not just reading books. It's not just listening to and talking to and asking questions of people who've done things that you haven't done. We also got to get into point number 3. Getting your hands dirty. Today's topic is where to get knowledge outside of school. The third thing you must do, and you got to do all of these. These are not options. This is a plan, all 3 of them. Getting your hands dirty. That means get active and start creating your own experiences. A note about these experiences that I talked about in yesterday's episode. These experiences need not be quote unquote successful experiences to help you build knowledge. Expertise means you know all the potholes, you know all the failures, you've been through all the bullshit. That's what expertise means. You know everything that doesn't work. You know everything that people should avoid. You know all, not just the best practices, but you know all the worst practices. That's what expertise means. You become an expert because you're successful enough to have credibility that people will listen to you, but it's because you know what all the failures are, you know where all the bad spots are, all the dead spots are on that road from getting from point A to point B. Think about it. When I say expertise comes from failures, I want you to think about this. Those of you who went to college or are in college or are about to go to college, 4 years of college, you study a subject, right? 4 years you studied a subject. For 4 years you were gathering information. For 4 years you were taking tests. For 4 years you were proving that you knew such and such information. And then you go get a job in that exact industry that you studied for, right? And as soon as you get that job, you're what? You're the new guy or you're the new girl. And they assume that you know nothing. Even after 4 years of study, they're putting you in a position of the brand new person who knows very little. Why? Because the experience is what matters. It's not the knowledge itself. It's the experience. So I want you to understand how the dots connect with today's episode, which is where to get knowledge outside of school. The end game is not to have knowledge, people. Having knowledge itself is not the end game. Having knowledge is just a step on the path. It's just another thing that you need on your way. What you really need is experience, which means you got to get your hands dirty. You got to have boots on the ground. You got to be out there doing things. You got to be out there trialing and erroring. You got to be out there messing up. You got to be out there trying things, putting your name out there, getting yourself known, putting yourself out there boldly and authentically. This is the third piece to knowledge. Once you have it, you got to go do something with it and apply it. And that's where you get the expertise. Expertise does not come from reading and listening and watching and whatever other way you can consume. Expertise comes from doing. That's the only place you can become an expert is by doing things. Ain't no experts sitting in college classrooms taking a class unless they already became an expert, then they went back to school. Right? If you haven't done the thing yet, and I don't care how many classes you took, I don't care how long you were in school, I don't care who your teacher was, and I don't care what they did, the person you learned from, until you do it, you ain't no expert. You are unqualified to be an expert until you've actually done it. Who you going to teach? Who's going to learn from you? Who wants to hear from you? I mean, you want to hear from somebody who didn't do the thing, but they're talking about it? I mean, that's pretty much what led me to stop listening in college when I realized that the people teaching hadn't done the things that they're talking about. But maybe at your college, that's a different situation. It's the experience that counts, ladies and gentlemen. Get the experience, get your hands dirty, get boots on the ground. Let's recap today's topic, which is where to get knowledge outside of your education, outside of your formal education. School is not the end of your education, and it does not have exclusivity over your education. Means even while you're in school, you can still get knowledge from these sources that I'm giving you, which you're probably doing. But if you're listening to this, you definitely are, because I ain't no teacher. Number one, read. Episode 240. Go back and listen to that at dreallday.com/podcast. An author puts years of living, research, and study, and they condense it into something you can consume in a month. Isn't that a good investment? That's a good investment, in my opinion. Point number two, people who have experiences. This is the second place you get knowledge. People who have experiences which you do not have. Do not necessarily have to be the experiences you are looking forward to having. You may not even know what experiences you want, and you may change your mind about those experiences. And the more different places you can get knowledge from other people, the better you can come up with your own unique ways of doing things once you do get into the experiences that you want to get into. You can bring something new to the game instead of just doing the same old tire stuff that everybody else has already been doing. And point number three, get your hands dirty. This means get active. Start creating your own experiences, applying the knowledge that you have gleaned up to this point. You could turn that knowledge into expertise. Okay, knowledge goes into expertise through the cocoon of experience. That's a good one right there. So it's the worm is knowledge, the cocoon is experience, and a butterfly is expertise. That's a great metaphor right there. I got to use that. 4 years of college, people. You finish studying that subject, get yourself a job. They treat you like you are brand new. And most of the time, as if you know absolutely nothing, even though you went to school for 4 years and learned about it and listened to it and read it and studied it and passed all the tests and you graduated. Why? Because you have no experience. All right. Nobody values knowledge. People value experience. People value what have you done. In this world we're in now, people don't want to know what school you went to. They don't want to know what your GPA was. They don't want to know who you learned from. They don't want to know what books you read, even though all those things may matter. What people really want to know is, what have you done to this point that proves you can do this thing that you're asking to do? If you don't have anything, if you don't have an answer, you need to do something to change that. Start now. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book. Physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free. And I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence, called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free. And I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it.
I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work On Your Game podcast. And I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work On Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.